Oh, and a much better weather day for Adelaide as well, as I welcome the great man Andrew Juice Newton-Jarman. G'day, family. A big one coming up for you.
G'day, Louie. Hello, everybody. Looking forward to a very, very productive show. Yeah. Plenty of happening. Plenty of things happened overnight too, Lulu. And to everyone out there who survived the furnace, well played.
Well played. There was a couple of meltdowns in studio yesterday. We won't revisit.
No, I'm back.
It's called the quiz.
Oh, that's right. I'm back, Luke.
Do yourself a favour. Head to the podcast, triplem.com.au. Right. Get that catch up. I tell you what, the lip was seized up. The mind was elsewhere. He'd been up all night. Mm. He had a 6 o'clock ride on a 46-degree day.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
What's happening in the world of sport?
Let's just get around a couple of key things before we talk about the Test cricket and what's happening up at the Gabba. All right. Rafael Nadal. Has the gate been opened on who is the GOAT?
Oh, no.
In world tennis. Given the form that he is in at the moment and dispatching of our man, Stefanos Tsitsipas, in straight sets and goose-egged him in the third.
He goosed him.
Nadal is it looking, to my eye, as good as he has ever looked and hit the ball.
I'll tell you what he's doing. I'll tell you what he's doing. And if he wins this Australian Open, he's doing this.
Hello, Roger.
And Roger won't answer the door.
It is I.
Because Roger, to me, is the GOAT.
Yeah.
He's the GOAT, Lou!
Well, but if Rafa wins this, that's 18. It's only two difference when it comes to slams.
I agree.
He's untouchable on clay.
But his body's breaking down, though, Lou. He's jabbed up to the eyeball, though, Rafa.
He probably is, too. But he's a warrior.
Yeah,
he's an out-and-out warrior.
That's what we're about this show.
He can play in heavy conditions like us.
Yeah.
Danger signs, though, Luke. That is a great one. Danger signs out at Adelaide United that the season could unfold before it's begun. Our man Craig Goodwin being linked now to a move to Asia.
Yep.
The big clubs have come gunning. What has he got, 12 goals or 11 goals?
He's had a ripping year so far. If we lose him, Adelaide United, they're done. Shut the doors down.
I'm sorry.
You can quote me on that.
Mate, we keep losing all our good players.
12 goals in 19 matches, 4 assists.
Yep.
And I tell you what, he's got the built-in transfer fee of $450.
Stop it.
And
we don't have a genuine striker.
I know.
He's a part-time striker. We're going to lose him.
I know. It is just crazy stuff. I just need to play your summer Tsitsipas after the Nadal spanking. Because it could live with him forever.
Okay.
I mean, if only Murph... Adelaide and Triple M Adelaide and those who were recording things at the time were smart enough to get Jars' opponents to do press conferences after he carved them up with 45 plus and three or four goals.
Mm.
This is what it would sound like, the shell-shocked nature of individuals that would have played on Jars back in the glory days when he had 40-odd and just deconstructed their whole set.
I'm with you.
That would sound like this.
I remember saying to myself, I'm going to beat this guy next time I play him. And that's why I'm so disappointed today, because I wasn't even close.
He sounds like Libba.
Tony Liberatore. He tried to tag Jars.
He got a touch up, Lou.
You went forward and kicked how many?
Five.
And Fudd?
No, that was Fitzroy.
Yeah.
Fudd kicked six.
That's right.
I kicked eight.
Shell shock stuff. That is just absolutely crazy. We've got a big show to get through. We're going to talk about some cricket. There's a bit happening up at the Gabba. It's not as easy as we thought after we rock and rolled on day one.
Yeah.
Thanks to a great display by Jai Richardson. What a star. This kid's going to be all right. Are you ready? Quiz with no name. He's not far away at all.
Yeah.
And he's. Can I just give you a sneak peek?
Is there some change happening with the quiz?
Just going to let you know this.
What's going
on? Today is the last day ever of Die Friday.
What?
I know. It's almost a black armband type of thing.
Wow.
But it's my understanding.
Is there some...
With an ending...
Change happening?
...comes a new dawn.
A new dawn?
Mm.
Like the Planet of the Apes.
I think it's time we move on, Murph. All right, let's move on.
Well, I'll be excited with this new change.
We're talking about Heat Heroes as well.
Yeah.
What'd you do out there yesterday just to get the job done?
Yeah. You might need a medal.
You might.
After your performance.
But up next, let's talk Test cricket.
Rush Hour, Charles Louis and Triple M.
Let's talk cricket. There is action happening up at the Gabba. We'll get to that in a moment, but we need to stop on down and celebrate one of our very own, a good friend of ours, Cal Ferguson, last night. If you didn't witness it, and I know the time differences were there, Sydney Thunder taking on the Scorchers over in Perth. Ferg, 113 not out, 53 balls, 8 fours, 8 sixes.
Wow.
This is how he brought it up in style.
Oh, there it is. Brilliant batting, Ferguson. It's 6, number 7, and that's 100. A wonderful century. Off just 48 deliveries.
The forgotten man of Australian cricket. The hard luck story of Australian cricket. Caught up in that carnage of that run out down in Hobart that time.
Correct.
And never been given another look in.
No.
Tell you what, it's going to be a what-if moment when Fer gets a little bit over. And he takes it so beautifully. But that is just a timely reminder that he can hit.
He can play
and
cricket.
And technique will get you over the line every
time. He's hitting his peak now at his age.
Yep.
You know, it'd be worth a look maybe for the Ashes if he can make some runs in the Shield. Now, Dizzy and Timmy Nielsen, just a message. Oh. Get him back to the Strikers next year because we don't have any decent bats, Bar Carey and Ingram. Bring him, that's it.
Bring him home.
Yeah. That's exactly
get a bit of
right.
Get a bit of Buble out there for us. From home. Just give us home.
Just wait for it. Just arms around him. Offer him whatever he wants.
You mentioned it the other day in Text Talk, a brand new segment on this show, that you and Ferg, you said to me, I'm getting the march.
I'm going to start a petition to get him back to Adelaide, but he said...
Apparently he wants it on the parade past a stone's throw so we can call in for a beer. All right.
Well done, Ferg.
Well done, Ferg. Great stuff. Test cricket at the Gabba Jars. Not all smooth sailing after we rock and rolled off the back of young Jai Richardson's awesome debut. The Aussies are struggling a little.
Well, we're 1-3-6-4. We've got young Travie Head on 22 and Labuschagne's on 21.
Right.
Now, they're earning those runs at the moment because the Sri Lankans are bowling a very good line and length, Lulu.
They certainly are.
So, at the moment, the Aussies have got their work cut out, no doubt about that. But I've got to say something about Night Watchman.
Yeah.
Can I say something about it, Lou, and the family?
Well, I'm glad you bring it up because obviously, hopefully, Travie Head can turn this 22 into a real big
he
score.
He needs a century, Lou.
And cement himself in this lineup. That's what I really want. Time, I reckon, for the Rush Hour rule book. Night Watchman.
Bring it in.
This is it. All right, Jar, let's go. You are our man in the whites, in the creams, the off-white and the ivory.
The decision by Captain Timmy Payne and Coach Justin Langer, who every time we lose an early wicket with, say, 6 or 7 overs to go before day's play...
Yep.
Go and get your pads on, Nathan Lyon. Go and get your pads on. We need a night watchman out there.
The night watchman.
No. Ian Chappell, those great captains, never did that.
No.
If you're batting next, in you go. With two overs to spare, go out there and just make sure you're locked down. Don't throw your wicket away. It's a waste of a wicket. Instead of being three, we're four down. That doesn't look good on the scorecard. And night watchmen, they're useless, Lou.
Yeah.
They don't do anything.
It does. What it has to be is they've
he's got... He's the bunny in the side as a batsman.
But Nathan Lyon's been pretty handy at it.
I understand
in that. In that sense that you become a nuisance the next day and you can fall.
And he's
plans.
Improved his batting to a degree, but no.
But I'm a bit with you. I think it's a bit of Chicken Little. Well, that you don't want to get out there and get amongst it. My only... sort of subsection on this would be if it's the final over of the day and someone gets rock and rolled as a top order.
No, you got to get out
I'm
there.
I'm not going out for
for
three balls.
Oh.
I'm not having all the gear on, just strolling out there at the chance I get a fizzer a la DK Viv Richards MCG 1981 or 2 where he just sent Sir Vivian on his way. I'm not going to expose myself to that, but anything over and over, absolutely.
If you're batting three, you're the best batsman in the world.
Exactly.
Get out there and face six balls.
Yeah, my expectation is that I'm already...
yeah, that's yellow.
Froth.
It's not.
And I've held it. No, I think so. Inside an over, absolutely send out someone else.
But do I make my point?
Do
you agree with me that it's a waste of time throwing a night watchman out there?
But you've either got to go. Don't send a night watchman. Send the 6 or 7. That can actually bat.
Well, no.
But
I disagree with that.
Or next day, here's my theory then. Or the next day is that if you're Nathan Lyon, you go, right, you survive the night.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Stick around for half an hour to annoy them. But then you've got to go into T20 beast mode. Seriously.
There's another 120 overs to go.
You're not expected to make runs. You've done your job. Luke. You protected us from the fall of wicket that night, so we're not an extra one down.
Mm.
You've survived them for half an hour just to take the shine off, to annoy them enough the morning.
No.
And then if you get into beast mode and you get going a bit and you pick up a quick 30 or 40 out of nowhere because the field is up and about, well, then is that not a win for
record
the team?
Record books tell me that the night watchman doesn't make no more than, say, 15 runs.
But
he's not going to make a 30
but
or 40.
You know why? Because he goes out there with the wrong attitude.
And you not going out with 6 balls remaining, that's yellow.
I'm refusing, mate. I've already sent the whites to the cleaners, the dry cleaners, to be done for the next day. And I'm on the team bus. I'm sitting in Moreau.
If I'm with 6 balls to go.
If I'm a 3-seater, I'm either in the team bus, because that's what they do these days. In the good old days, I would have been at the bar. Yeah. I would have already had them lined up at the bar for you and a few of the others. And just go, right, these are for the boys when they get in, but we can start now. Now, all right?
Oh, yeah, it's yellow.
Rush Hour rule book closed.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Charles and Louis. There goes my
hero. Thanks very much, Dave. You turned 52 not long ago, and what a party it was by all accounts. Yesterday's heat. records set left, right, and centre, right across our state. We got a new nickname at Hell, Adelaide. 46.6 jars, but I want to find out these heroes. People do great things when required.
You deserve a mention?
Well,
tell us what happened yesterday.
I thought I'd start with you. You and I, remember how we used to compare the pair and do the weekend stuff? That's nothing. I did this. I, on the way home, up near the Feathers Hotel, there, Green Hill Road, and so it still would have been 45-ish.
Oh, yeah.
A lady had broken down on the outbound lane, inside lane, just near Good Life Gym there in the Feathers Hotel. So I drove, swung around the corner, and I sighted the hill towards my house. And I thought, what happens when you just comes a call and pull the car over.
Aircon on.
Got out. It was hot.
Shirt on or off?
On at this point.
Here
he goes. So I began the long walk back to where she was parked just to ask if she was okay.
Oh, nice. Right,
because she had one of those little Rio Festivas, a little hot box type. Was the bonnet up thing.
Or not?
She was on the phone. She looked distressed. Super hot. Well, the car was in the inside lane, but right in the middle of the lane, not even on the side. So it was really blocking up traffic.
Yes.
So I come rolling on over, played a bit of Frogger, dodged a bit of traffic, got through. And I said, do you need some help? And she's on the phone to RAA, and she's in and out of chatting to whoever was on hold. Yep. And I said, I'll tell you what. I said, let me just jump in. I'll get it out of the way. And I'll get in a safe spot for you.
This is great.
So we're on a hill. I squeeze myself in, put the rig inside the little Rio Festiva or whatever it is. Probably 56, 58 in there. I've hit the window. I said, at least get the windows down. So I'm hitting the power windows trying to make them go. One didn't work.
Right. So and then I've just banked up.
And cars are coming.
People are getting stressed.
And the hazardies are on. She's what I'm on. So I've just put her into neutral.
Lovely.
Put an arm around it like a high school girlfriend. And just started to roll her backwards to get it out of the way. As luck would have it, there's a little side lane near the Good Life Gym.
Oh, there he goes.
An area up on the curb. Yep. So I've just rolled on back
just
there.
Just slid back.
Halfway through my reverse roll downhill.
Yes, sir.
The cavalry arrives. I think it was some of their family members. And they turned and pulled up right up McClack. And I've gone. So I'm on a hill using the roll at this point. Again, trying to do all the right things. Two kids get out and they give her a 1.25 Mount Franklin. And I'm thinking, she's hot, but guess what? And so I wound that window down. And I'm going, can you get them to move and hurry up? We'll try to get this thing off the road.
Brilliant.
And they've walked back and they finally moved. I think it was a big Toyota or whatever. It was the big bus.
Yeah.
So in the end, then I've got back into my business, allowed the roll to kick in.
Lovely.
And just a little bit of
left
hand, right hand down,
got
if you want to
call it.
Traffic
flowing.
You know, anti-clockwise. Yeah. Got it on up. Then had to get out. Obviously, the rise to the gutter.
Oh, no.
Got out. Door open because I had a little bit of sway rock. Then I had to push it up.
Yes.
Then a bit of right hand down. Just parking her on the side of the road. Then I put it there, put handbrake on.
Hold on, Bobby.
The door. I said,
there you go.
And then I.
And what'd she say?
I flew off like Superman, so I don't know what happened.
Done, Lou.
I couldn't leave her there.
No.
On a serious note.
You've got to help each other out.
It was. Stuffing up traffic,
but more importantly,
she was distressed that she'd left it in such a spot that someone was going to clip it.
Well done, Lee.
But what my wife said to me, the number of people who just keep driving past
that
don't want to help, on a day like that, it was stinking hot, and she wasn't enjoying herself, and she was fretting about the car and everything else, and everyone's just zinging around them.
Well done,
Lou. I even got a couple of toots on the way back.
Yeah, there you go.
Which I gave the royal salute to out the window.
Well done, mate.
So,
well done.
That's what we're looking for. Heat heroes. You
133353.
Yeah.
Now, all I did, as you know, I'm morphing into David Attenborough because I love me animals, as you know.
You do.
So I just put some little containers of water around the suburbs of Henley Beach. Our pets and wildlife, Lou.
I know this segment is called Heat Heroes, but I'd like to change it to Copycat and call you out. There was a tweet yesterday about that exact thing.
Yeah, there was actually.
And I read it out on air.
Yeah.
For all of our native animals that she's putting the water out.
I'm supporting it.
So you've just jumped
down
on
our turf.
So you're off the Adelaide United bandwagon and the Strikers, but you're now on the animal lifestyle warrior.
Absolutely.
Steve Irwin slash David
Attenborough. Just walking around the parks in our area, just checking the trees that the wildlife are healthy and safe and they've got water to drink.
It's probably enough of that story. Okay. 133353. Were you a heat hero?
Come on.
Did you do something yesterday? Did you require assistance from a heat hero?
Yeah.
All right. Want to hear from you next here on the Rush Hour. Murph, were you a heat hero?
No.
Yeah, not... and I turned my air conditioner off for half an hour last night because I was afraid that the power would go out. So, yeah.
So you're a heat hero for load shedding.
Exactly.
Selfish.
1-3-3-5-3. Give us a call if you did something to help out or got helped out yesterday in the heat.
Right on. Charlie Pickering joining Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy with right after the rush hour at 4 o'clock on Triple
H. What was that?
That was karma.
Do you know what that is? That's long weekend Murph.
I'm out the door.
There you go.
Like half of our sales staff here have chosen to take, and
no
again,
one's around,
I say
they?
Chosen to because they're allowed to.
Yeah, that's
true. Take the day off and get themselves the long weekend. And why would you be after having to rattle through the last 3 days, Jars, in the heat, if you had a chance to get out early today? Why not be a good boss and send them all home?
Heat heroes in.
Absolutely.
If a boss is sending them home, he's a hero.
Get to the phones in one sec.
Right.
A few entrepreneurs out there tried to cash in hard yesterday too when it was going around. Murph, a lot of people taking photos at 46.1 thinking that was going to be the record.
Yeah, just saying I'm part of history now and then half an hour later went up a couple of
46.6. It was one that people out there, T-shirts, Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
We love a T-shirt. I survived Adelaide's hottest day.
Yeah, brilliant.
All right. And Gumtree, and this one was probably the dodgiest one of them all, selling hot air.
Oh,
46.6 degree hot air. For 300.
Gee, a bit rich.
A bit rich. I wonder whether that would keep temperature.
No. 46.9 it got to.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
Where, mate?
In the Rundle Mall.
Oh, jeez.
No, it did.
No,
it
did. But that's not official.
Was that touching the
mall's
balls?
It is official. 46.9.
Yeah, but
we were the hottest city on earth yesterday.
Was that the reflective surface of the balls?
All right. Well,
no, I'm just asking.
I'm telling you.
Because the paper says 46.6.
They're wrong. It was 46.9.
And Port Augusta was 49, and Ceduna was 48, Port Pirie 48, Lincoln 48, Kent Town.
We survived, Luke. We've survived the furnace.
We certainly did. All right,
and so are the Aussies.
They have. And where are we at the moment? It's tea up at the Gabba.
Yeah.
Is that what you call it on the day night?
It's tea. Correct.
Tea.
Yeah, they'll have dinner later on.
All right, cool. I'll give you an update before we get out of here. But let's get to another heat hero on the phones.
Okay, let's go to Mal of Salisbury East. G'day, Mal.
G'day, boys. Hey, you'll have to bear with me. I'm a bit nervous talking with greatness here.
Happens to me every day.
Now, you're a hero, Mal.
Hey, all right, no worries. Hey, the old lady across the road, she's 70-odd.
Oh.
She's got no air condition, so me and the missus, we got her over for dinner last night.
Oh,
and just sat her down and cooled her off, just gave her some drinks. And
brilliant.
Yeah, nice old lady. She's been there for years, looks out for us. So got to look after the oldies.
How good is that?
That is a great effort, Mel. And naturally, she signed you into the will.
you boys are funny.
Can I just
say, when I was a young fella growing up in Port Pirie, I used to don the long sleeve with the number 2.
Oh.
The great man was my idol when I was a kid.
I know. Could you imagine?
Appreciate it, Mal.
Mal, could you imagine working with it every day? I'm like you.
Thank you.
Kid in a candy shop.
Can I have a price for Mal, please?
Absolutely. United tickets, Adelaide United taking on Central Coast Mariners. That is on the 27th. That's Sunday? Yeah, Sunday.
Yep.
Get your tickets from Ticket Tech. Well done.
Thanks, Mal.
Well
lovely.
Done, Mal. Great sense of community, mate. Well done to you and your wife.
Absolutely. Well done.
There it is. Heat hero. Well, big night on the tennis too tonight. Novak Djokovic. He's going to have to be in good form to beat the Frenchman Puy. He's in good form. Amin Lee Maresme doing a great job coaching him. Of course, Rafa, if you missed it last night, just elite.
Mm.
Got rid of the no more breaking of plates, just.
Mm.
It's done. Yeah. Greek man. Tsitsipas is gone. Packed his bags.
Stefanos. There we go. He'll have a few whiskeys tonight, won't he? The old Stefanos.
He certainly
couple
will.
Of plates
right.
will smash.
Novak Djokovic. I mean, it's scary the number of the times that these elite people in this world, whether they hold positions of office and power or in the sports arena,
like
the likeness, the uncanny likeness and the traits that are similar to yours, Juice, this is why you were so great, all right? You and Novak Djokovic, what have you got in common? Other than deadly backhands from the back of the court.
What's he done now?
He too likes to do accents. Have a listen.
Why has this been your most successful major so far in your career?
I don't know, mate. Good on ya. Fair dinkum. Fair dinkum. And that's all.
He's trying to be an Aussie.
You and the Joker.
He's trying to be an Aussie.
He's going for his 7th Australian Open.
He did really.
So you and Novak. And also, I forgot this one too, but most people know this. When you get excited, you both rip your shirts off. All right, up next.
It's the rush hour.
We've got one last serve in me left for a Friday, Jars. and I'm going to aim it at the kids. The kids of Adelaide.
And date night.
Oh. Is a heat stroke policy.
Triple M.
It is tea on day two at the Gabba in the first test against Sri Lanka. Jars, what's the score?
Aussies currently 159 for 4. We lead by 15 runs. Labuschagne is 36 not out, and Travis Head, our boy, is 29 yep. not out and playing very, very well. Good watching the ball carefully, Luke.
Very nice.
All right.
The lead is.
What did you
15.
Tick then? What did you go for when I read out the score then the wicket?
Because the continuation of you. Thinking that the correct pronunciation of the cricket score is runs, then wickets. You're in the wrong hemisphere, Ace. All right?
Yeah, stupid.
It's ridiculous.
I beg your pardon, what did you say then?
4 for 159. We lead by 15. It just rolls off the tongue beautifully, all right? If you want to go back to your roots, your origin, feel free, all right? Just Skype that sucker in, all right?
Okay.
Right. You can tell I'm a bit testy, can't you?
It's good. Now, kids on school holidays, when do they go back?
Well,
and it's date night.
Or is that on?
It is,
no, heat policy.
What?
I've been confronted with a new medical condition called heat fatigue. All right. Double it in with school holidays and being like, and the kids being little shits.
Hands is cooked.
All right, don't.
Mumsy's cooked.
Don't even ask the question.
Wow.
Don't go to the third umpire. Don't
Not
go
at
to
all.
Review. You can't do it.
You can't review anything.
I'm like Federer in the third set. I'm out of reviews. I can't even go to Hawkeye.
Has Ange done that Japanese tennis player?
Kei Nishikori just walked off.
Yeah.
She would if she could, I can tell you right now.
A lot of mums are cooked.
They are, and certainly, and just when you think you're out of the woods, and this is the last one, and we're heading into the weekend, the school returns, you know what they do to us?
What?
They put Australia Day long weekend on. We've still got them on Monday. Have them on Monday. So I just want to do a shout out to all the parents who have suffered long and hard.
Well played.
This last session of play.
Yeah, it's tough, isn't
it? It is really hard to get through, and just... Breathe when they do something stupid, and they will.
And your three babies, are they cooked?
Oh, yeah.
Not bad enough.
And because you can't get them outside in the heat.
Yeah, good call. Right?
And they're as flat as pancakes all day. And then all of a sudden they have a bath or a shower and a bit of dinner.
Yeah.
Then they spike.
They do.
Honestly, it's like drinking straight red cordial.
And did you shut down the equipment?
Oh,
Their iPads?
Yep.
You've shut all that down?
No access.
Wow.
Yeah, all that has been done and dusted. I'm controlling Netflix.
He's controlling.
And all that stuff. It has just been hard. So I just wanted to say to everyone out there, we're almost there.
Just hang in there.
We're almost there.
You're nearly there. Ten minutes left of the last quarter.
Take it all in.
Yeah.
Just take
now,
it all in.
What will happen with date night going forward?
Moving forward. Well, I need to have a look at the weather. I mean, inside my house, it's a very nice 22.2. degrees, but at this point, I think it's more the fatigue. And I stress.
Do you understand that?
I don't think it's heat fatigue. I think it's just school holiday fatigue.
Yeah.
And I'm prepared to cop that. Yeah. All right.
You're good like that.
You know, I am. I'm very giving.
You're selfless.
And I'm a little tired from carrying you all this week.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
So I think tonight we might just give it a rest. Oh, date night.
Good on you, mate.
All right. And I think for 2019, we should change tact and leave my date night at the door.
Yeah.
And let's go to your house and find out what goes on with the Jarmans.
In a
new segment called Maz and Jar After Dark. Because you've got grown kids. And you've got access.
We'll stick to your date night.
You've got a great...
You're motivating a lot of lovely families out there.
You've got a schedule that is just free and easy.
No, it's not. It's chock-a-block. But well done. Hang in there, mate. Not long ago.
Enjoy the long weekend.
Yes, family.
For those who
and
still
enjoy
celebrate
Australia Day.
Enjoy it. As like Scott Morrison said, though, if you go into an official ceremony, don't wear thongs.
Don't wear thongs. Scotty. Prime Minister.
Mr. Prime Minister, please. Just refrain from making such ridiculous statements. Anyway. We wish you a great weekend. We'll be back on Tuesday.
Righto.
Boys are underway. 162 for 4. Together.